This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Hey, this is Mel B and you're with Leo. Why aren't you here with me on Joy 94.9?
Thanks, Mrs. Mel B, on the Friday morning show with Leo, Australia's only gay and lesbian radio station. Now, my next guest is fabulous. She is from Perth. She's flown over here to Melbourne for a bit of a shindig for the comedy festival. Welcome, fabulous Sharon.
Hello, Dells.
It's good to have you in studio because, I mean, people can't see you, but my God, you are looking glam this morning.
Head to toe.
Gold frock is fabulous.
I'm like a human mirror ball, if that gives them a visual.
Crazy. Yeah. Now, you're from Perth. We won't hold that against you.
Oh, no, Dells.
All right, because we love the people from Perth. Some great talent from Perth.
Yeah, lots of money, Dells.
Yeah. Lots of money. Yeah. And those hunky in the mind.
In the mines,
exactly right.
Yeah, we all wear little helmets everywhere.
Tell us about your Perth story. How did all this take place and start?
Oh, Dells, well, as you know, I'm famous, Sharon. I'm very, very famous for nothing at all. And years ago, you know, I was like, I'm going to be a star. You know, everyone has something a little bit special inside them.
Yeah.
That they know just is ready to come out. And then I had kids and all that happened. And, you know.
You had kids?
Oh, Dells, I've got four.
What?
I know. This figure. Isn't that amazing?
I can't believe it.
No one can. I had twins, Dells.
Twins?
Yeah, same father. That's a win. Yeah.
Goodness gracious me.
I've been there, done that, Dells. And then a few years ago, I was like, I'm ready to be famous. And everyone was like, oh, you've got to be good at something. And then I was like, Dells, no, you don't. You can be famous for anything.
The costumes are incredible. Who makes your frocks and stuff?
I get them from all over, Dells. People donate them to me or we're meeting some drag designers here in Perth. No, Melbourne. In Melbourne, Dells. And these shaggings. Have you seen my leggings?
Oh, my God.
With my face on them. Okay, I'm revealing.
Oh, my God.
It's Shaggy's face on the desk, Dells.
Oh, my God. You got a leg on the desk? And your face is on.
Leo's never seen a lady put a leg up like
that.
Oh,
my God. Just do it a bit harder. I'm kidding.
And these are made by Lydra Fashion in Melbourne. Very
well
known. I've never met them, but we chat all the time on Skype.
And the lovely headpiece.
An artist makes them for me. Yeah, they're all handmade. I've got about 8 different ones, Dells.
Absolutely
gotta
incredible.
Got to keep it fabulous for the cameras,
now,
Dells.
Let's talk about Perth. You've been in heaps of shows in Perth. The Fringe.
Yeah.
Which must have been fun. And what was the Fringe like?
Oh, Dells, I'm the queen of the Fringe in Perth. So I do about four shows a day. Yeah, I rock a Fringe. I am the Fringe. At first I didn't know what a Fringe was, and now I can't get enough of it. Perth is just exploding in colour and excitement, Dells, if you can imagine.
We're 3 hours ahead of Perth, obviously.
You are, and in many other ways.
Exactly, but you know, Perth, I mean, what's the scene like in Perth as far as cultural and music and entertainment happening in Perth? Is it really happening?
Yeah, we've actually got some fab things going on. Actually, one of our draggies, Hannah Conda, is in the running for Roo RuPaul's Drag Race. I know.
The best people come from Perth.
They're coming out for you, Dells.
It's amazing.
It's exciting.
And I was reading your bio, and you've had some pretty cool guests on your show.
Yeah.
Courtney Murphy from Australian Idol.
Oh, Dells, that was a hilarious one.
That was season one, right?
Yeah, that was
our
first one.
What was he doing these days? Is he still good?
He's mainly just
gigging.
Tweeting about Anthony Kalia, still better.
Oh, as you do.
Yeah.
Let's take a bit of a break, doll. Let's play a bit of... we can play for you. A bit of retro Bananarama. What do you think?
I'm ready, Dells. Bring it on.
Robert De Niro is waiting. More shower next on Joy.
Joy 94.9. Australia's best radio station.
We are Australia's best radio station. My special guest this morning is the fabulous Sharon.
Yay!
Now, you're a comedian here for the International Comedy Festival.
I am, and to make you all famous, Dells.
Oh, all of us famous. We love a bit of famous here on Joy.
Yeah.
Now, I've sounded a bit like a drag queen this morning because I was out last night working my little ass off, you know, networking and representing Joy. A certain Aussie soap is celebrating 30 years this year.
Yeah.
And they had their big bash last night.
Oh, amazing.
So I was there, you know, with the free food and
that is fab.
And wine. It's lovely.
Do you know, that's interesting because we're talking about Neighbours. Is that right, Dust?
Yes, but I can't say it.
Oh, you can't say it. I can say it. Fab, I've said it, Dust. Because I had a former Neighbours star, Greg Fleety, on last night. My show.
What did Greg play?
No, Greg was one of my guests, and we made him famous on the show.
But what did he play on that?
It was Derek or something, and he ended up killing Daphne with a car. This was years ago, in the 80s.
Oh, we're talking probably 86.
Yeah, this is like old school Neighbours. But obviously, they didn't invite any of the murderers back to the party because he was at my show. I have to let Greggy know.
Now, also yesterday, I went to the Melbourne jail for a bit of a photo shoot because White Lion, who is a community organisation, they're doing a big annual bailout, which is to raise funds for disadvantaged young people who are on drugs or no place to go, addiction. It's a really, really good cause.
Yeah.
And Mark Holden was there from Australian Idol. Joseph Brown from Neighbours, he plays Matt Turner, was there yesterday as well. And also Gina Liano, the housewife of Melbourne.
One of our fans.
Now, I didn't know this, but you ran into here.
Yeah, out the front does. We were like,
what
OMG.
What time was this? Because I got there about 10 to 10.
It must have been about 9:30 or something like that.
Dance.
Yeah, because I was dancing and doing promo and selfies, and then I was like, OMG, one of my PAs ran in and was like, I think it's Gina. And we were like, no, because she's been retweeting, favouriting, she's gorgeous.
Yeah, she has. She's lovely, Gina. We love her.
She's such a darling.
Always supporting lovely charity work. We love Gina here at Joy. Let's talk about your show, which you're here in Melbourne to do this amazing show called The Shaztastic Show.
It's called The Fame Game.
Oh, The Fame Game. Sorry.
That's
the
fine,
Fame.
Though.
The Fame Game it's called.
I like your version.
The Fame Game. Now, on Saturday night, we are doing a bit of a joy thing.
Joy special.
A joy special.
Mm.
And starring moi.
Yeah.
Now, darling, what can I expect? What are you going to do to me?
So many things.
Are you going to roast me?
Oh, it does. You're going to be next level. We're going to bring out all the scandals because that's how you get more famous.
Oh.
We're going to make you so famous you won't even believe it by the end of the show. Yeah.
Because I had to send through to your people yesterday a picture of myself for the show tomorrow night.
Yeah.
And I know it sounds awful, but I don't really have many pictures of just me.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm always with somebody. Like, I mean, I'm with, Neo or McBusted
sort of
or Jessica Malboy or Guy Sebastian. It just goes on.
Yeah.
It's a hard life, but someone's got to do it.
Yeah, they do.
Let's face it. Someone's got to do this lovely interview for lovely Joy listeners. It's all good.
Well, I'd say, Dallas, one of my bits of advice would be that you need to come out with your own profile a bit more.
Because you're always
in the group bands. You need to be Zayn from One Direction. Go in your own direction,
Dallas. Poor Zayn.
Poor little Zayn.
What's happened to Zayn?
I think he went insane, didn't he, Dallas?
Insane,
he's
exactly
gone insane
right.
in the membranes.
So One Direction, do you think they're going to split up for good?
Oh, Dallas, I think the boys might stay together. I think they seem quite close. And also, they're making a lot of money.
They made a lot of money already. Let's face
it. You can always have more.
Back to you, darling. The show is on at the Melbourne Spiegel Tent from the 1st of April.
So exciting.
Until the 19th of April.
Yeah.
And you're part of the Melbourne International Comedy Festival. Got it.
Yeah.
And it is the Spiegel Tent at the 35 Johnston Street in Collingwood.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Which is a lovely venue.
Stunning venue.
You're going to have so much fun in Melbourne.
Oh my goodness, Daz. Even on the first show, we've got an ex-bachelor, Penny Parmans, coming on the show.
Oh, fabulous.
And we've got Joe MacArthur from Fox News. We've got Michael Bennett from Channel 10.
Ooh.
We've got so many amazing guests calling me in tears, going, Shaz, how do I get more famous?
Hook me up.
Yeah.
So, help us out, darling.
Yeah, I'll do whatever I can. It's charity for me, Daz. I call it charity.
Charity, love that.
Hashtag charity.
Make sure you get along to see Sharon's amazing show, The Fame Game.
Backup
She's looking amazing.
Everything.
Check out my Twitter, Leo Stubbing. We'll post some pictures in a moment of Sharon in studio. Thank you for coming in this morning.
Dance, no worries. And if any listeners want tickets to Saturday, you've got the secret link.
Yes, I've got the secret link. I will post that this morning.
Amazing.
I'll get your people along.
Yeah. We'll
now, I love a bit of good diva. Joy. Now, of course, Mariah is the queen of divas. this little bitch coming up is the
I'm
same.
I'm sorry. I love that you can't say neighbours, but you can say bitch.
Well,
this is fab.
Little thing coming up. She was in Melbourne, I think, in Australia last year.
Yeah.
And she had a bit of a diva on for someone so young and with so little hits.
Wow.
Ariana Grande. Know her?
Wow, yeah. Yes. Not very much does. She sounds more like a car model. Not getting
a picture from the right side and all these weird... I know. Diva moments.
Not even for the attention.
Should we give her a spin?
Yeah, we still...
Why not?
We'll still listen to her
one
anyway.
One last time. Yeah. You enjoy. Thanks, Jazz.
Thanks, Jazz. See you later.
This Joycast is a free service. Brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.